Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us today, the 16th day of January 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones for the entire show to let you get involved on air, to bring up different news items, to talk about different pieces of mainstream propaganda that need to be exposed, or legislation, you name it, it's all coming up today. Report, MS-13 gang hired to murder Border Patrol. That, of course, out of the Daily Bulletin last Friday. And it's old news that they have been, not just hired, but been murdering Border Patrol, police, sheriff's deputies, you name it. Now, that's on the heels of this headline, Mexican troops defiant. Border, what border? Military crosses into America 216 times during past 9 years. That's the documented, confirmed cases, and it's accelerating. It's increasing in its frequency. And WorldNet Daily's got some quotes from different sheriffs and police chiefs and Border Patrol agents about how bad it is. Well, we've had sheriffs on this broadcast from South Texas getting into how Mexican troops will come across the border and at gunpoint take a large, 18-wheeler away from the Border Patrol and then drag it by bulldozer, military bulldozer, back across the border. I mean, that's, and in that case, of course, because the truck was stuck, it'd run off the road, running from U.S. authorities, that is, public servants, but they call themselves authorities, so it's hard to get away from that term. 52% of Americans are saying impeach Bush on wiretaps alone. Zogby poll, most want action of U.S. citizens monitored without judges. Okay, so we'll get into that a little bit more, a lot more, and we'll also get back into what's happening with our crumbling borders and how it's all been done by design. Back to the impeachment, Senator Spector is saying that it may happen, but he's a consummate insider, just playing politics, but now the I word, the impeachment word, is out of the box. Folks, as much as I'd like to see that at a certain level, because I don't like George Bush, I mean, I supported the impeachment of Bill Clinton as well. Bill Clinton and George Bush are just puppets, and we need to start talking more about the elite that own them as so much pocket change in their back pocket. Meanwhile, talking about spying, American people want Bush impeached over some of the tertiary spying that they've heard about. What about this? Pentagon, UC Santa Cruz student protest, a credible threat to national security. So the Pentagon was out watching the students. And then I have a whole another report here where the NSA, of course, is having local police spy on groups. There's just a whole stack of these news articles today, and all over the nation they're announcing that you'll need ID to buy cold medicine in Illinois. Well, it's already like that here in Texas, and you're saying, what does that have to do with the NSA? It's all part of the tracking grid. Every subscription you get from major publishers is being tracked and traced. Every prescription you get for drugs or even for something like a prosthesis or a diaphragm is instantly uploaded. But then they debate whether, oh, should the NSA be able to trace a call from Al-Qaeda to America? That's just not even the tip of the iceberg. It's just a shaving of ice on the tip of the iceberg. We'll get into the real ID, a nightmare for the states. DMV officials across country bemoan logistical difficulties. Not the fact that it's a 10th Amendment violation or a police state. No, that's not the problem. Look, there's so much news today. Your calls at 1-800-259-9231 and the website's InfoWars.com. Just masses of news coming up. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, to this live Monday edition, 16th day of January 2006. We're now 8 minutes, 20 seconds into this first hour. This is our second segment. I know many stations, though, carry 5-6 minutes of news, and so this is really the start of the broadcast for many. Coming up, we're going to get into the drums of war, the impending military strikes on Iran, and I want to try to run through some of the repercussions, some of the fallout, the possible aftermath, depending on the breaks, in this high-stakes pool game that the New World Order is engaging in with all of our lives, our economy, our future in the balance. A lot of people thought that the New World Order would not have the nerve to invade Iraq, but they did do it on falsified fake intelligence, premeditatedly brought forward to the public and Congress. And a lot of people today think that the globalists won't strike Iran. I wouldn't put it past them, and I wouldn't bet against them attacking. But it does depend greatly on how we respond and what we say and what we do as Americans or as just people living on this planet, period, to this neo-fascist empire. A neo-fascist empire that is not Republican or Democrat. The New World Order owns those little pawns. No, this is a global crime syndicate that controls almost every major nation on the face of the earth and is now moving those governments, which they have bought and paid for, to dissolve those nations' sovereignty and to give their governmental power over to unelected, unaccountable, tyrannical world government bodies. Now, I remember the days 12 years ago when if you talked about a new world order, it didn't exist and you were insane. Now there's a world government, globalism, global governance. Now it's publicly admitted, but the spin is if you're for it, you're a good, wonderful intellectual. If you're against it, you're an evil, backward demon. But you look at the polls, you look at the Europeans rejecting EU expansion last year, you look at Latin America regurgitating and basically spitting out the American Union operation, you see that people worldwide are beginning to realize what's happening. The blinders are starting to come off their eyes, and they're getting past all of the false left-right rhetoric, Tory versus Labor, Republican versus Democrat. And they're beginning to realize that it really is a staged event. And they're beginning to see the marionette controllers, the puppet masters, the man behind the curtain. So today we're going to get into the Iran situation, get into the Iraq situation, latest developments there. We'll also, of course, get into the hundreds and hundreds, well, to be exact, and it's actually a lot more than this, but the official U.S. government number is 216 times recently that Mexican troops have been coming across the border and shooting at Border Patrol, killing cops, killing American citizens, kidnapping American citizens. Meanwhile, Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General, is ordering immigration courts to, quote, be nicer to, quote, the immigrants. And, of course, everybody knows it's a catch and release. I mean, that's federal law. They catch them and they enroll them and they release them. Everybody knows that the laws are not enforced equally upon the first-class illegal alien citizens, and that citizens are the poor schmucks that are seen as fools that are fed on by this government. But here it is, and I guess the cops love having bounties here in Texas on their heads by the Los Zetas and MS-13, because they seem to, the police unions and the rest of it, seem to go along with leaving all the illegal aliens alone while harassing the citizens. I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white, or if you are pink with purple polka dots. As long as you're a citizen, you're pushed around and treated like an idiot. But if you're an illegal alien, everything's fine. And now there's major talk about impeaching Bush for all of the spying. And again, the media does this. It's part of the controlled media. And we're not talking about a liberal media. We're not talking about a conservative media. Those are just skins or camouflage that they wear. And they try to divert us and distract us with, oh, I'm a liberal, I'm for this, or, oh, I'm a conservative, I'm for that. At the end of the day, the dominant individuals on the nightly news, in the media, are government agents. And the government itself is an agent of the international crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Thousands of reporters aren't liberal or conservative. They are government operatives pulling large paychecks yearly. Or they're local reporters who are just simply told, go out and do this report, and the station itself is getting government or foundation money to go package a newscast that is really PR or public relations. You see, we try to cut through all of that here. Liberals who don't like the fact that I'm against big government and gun control and open borders and IMF and World Bank control of our economy call me an ultra-right-wing extremist. Mindless wannabe conservative neocon camp followers who don't care if Bush is appointing anti-gun judges and attorney generals, who don't care if Bush signs on to UNESCO and UN regulation of our entire economy and educational system. Phony conservatives who like the fact that Bush has spent more money than all presidents before him combined, most of it on big government programs, classical socialist programs. They call me a commie because I'm against their communist policies. So really, we don't have Republicans and Democrats in this country. We have mindless slaves who bought into the false political paradigm, who don't even know who they are or what the history of this country is, who buy into the frauds that you hear on talk radio predominantly, whether they're left or right, who were there to keep you inside those two corrals. They don't want you off the reservation, off the plantation. They know you're going to demand some type of choice, so they give you the false left-right choice. And the evidence of this is most of the powerful Democrats, well, not most, all of them are for the war. They're just, we don't like how you handled it, and you shouldn't have lied about it, but since we're there, we got to increase the troops. We got to invade Iran. We've got a, Bush, you're not doing a big enough job of this. We need to. And they'll have, well, the Democrats said, we're against your national ID card, Bush, last year when he got it passed. And then Democrats outvoted Republicans. Or, we're against your new freedom initiative for psychological testing and drugging. But then they actually almost outvoted Republicans. You see, when it gets to, you know, Bush has only said no to a few bills. He has a record. He has a record. In his first 5 years of signing more legislation and signing more pork barrel than any president before him, he never says no. He says yes to everything. That's why the establishment just loves it. I mean, if you've got a big company and a lobbyist, you can put in maybe $20,000 in lobbying, you get $50 million back in contracts. And you don't even have to start work. You don't have to do anything. You don't even have to implement anything. You just take the money and run. It's totally criminal. Look, here's two examples of what I'm talking about, and then I'm going to get into more of the news. We have a lot of new stations. I think just today, three new stations turned us on today. Throughout the week, three more turn us on. And then next Monday, two more stations. Just a whole bunch by the, I know by what, the 22nd. So I have to, I guess every day, kind of recap what we are, what we do, what we believe in, because we don't follow all the labels. If you want to have a label, it's constitutionalist. You see, I don't look at George Bush and go, well, he's a Republican and he wears a cowboy hat and he covers up his Atlantic accent, so I'm going to associate my personal power with him while he doubles the size of the BATF and systematically uses regulations, not even laws, to start restricting the Second Amendment. And while Republican governors sue gun manufacturers from California to New York and are on the verge of actually shutting them down. We're very close to going into the gun shop, and instead of 20 brands, there's 5 brands. And then 10 years from now, there's 1 brand. And then you can just forget it, folks. Okay? You see, I'm actually wedded to the Second Amendment. I'm actually in love with the 10th Amendment. I'm actually in love with the First Amendment. I actually love George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson. I actually am Americana. And I just want to get people into that. As excited about George Washington and the Bill of Rights and Patrick Henry and Mr. Paine as they are about the UT Horns winning the national championship. So here's a quick example. The neocons get up and go, we got to do something about immigration. Oh, it's horrible. We're being invaded. It's horrible, because they know you're awake to it. You know, they know they can't propagandize you anymore. So then they put a spin on it. We've got to stop these evil Democrats. I've actually heard these words. We've got to stop these horrible Democrats. They're blocking Bush's plan to fix this. The Democrats wrote the bill. It's blanket, total amnesty. But reading off the script, they've got to be. I've heard all the top neocons. I mean, I listen to talk radio, and I can hear Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin. So I get it all. I mean, basically, whatever's out there, it's on, you know, the 20-plus talk stations I can choose from that come into Austin, Texas. So I monitor and listen to it, and it's all the same thing. They get to, and people call up, oh, thank you for fighting immigration. The listeners don't know that it's like, here, quick, your house is on fire. Run out this door, and then when you run out the door, somebody shoots you with a shotgun. They're not doing you a favor. Okay, or a better analogy, you run out the door and they douse you in gasoline, a bucket of gasoline opens and spills over, and they hit you with a flamethrower. you see. Oh, we got to do something about illegal immigration. It's wrecking this country. And why are those Democrats trying to stop Bush's plan to fix it? And then you look at the plan, it was written by Democrats. See, that's all I do here on this show is I don't play games. It's not hard to do. It's simple. Take education. Take vouchers. Take John Stossel's ABC News report. I'll comment on that when we get back.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Well, I walk back down. You see, the globalists are masters of co-opting every major movement. That's why they're in power. That's why they have control, because they're very smart. They're extremely cunning. They're amazingly ruthless. And a lot of times, you know, some of these people in the media are not paid off by the Pentagon or paid off by Department of the Department of Agriculture or the Department of Labor. I mean, there's so many. Health and Human Services paying off Armstrong Williams. I just use him because he's one of the better-known examples. Well, that's another issue. They will take just one case out of thousands of known cases and make a big deal out of that specific instance and then convince people that that's the only instance of it and then say, oh, we're investigating for more when there are literally thousands of admitted examples of it and hearings back in the 60s and hearings in the 70s admitting that most major newspaper editors are on government payrolls. It's the same thing with the NSA spying. They'll go, oh, look, there was some overseas calls to hear domestically. You know, should we be able to listen to bin Laden when he calls America? But then you go read what the NSA admits they're doing, and they are openly, randomly listening to the American people for decades. But the media acts like they're doing some big investigation and then never even covers all the admitted facts. They always lessen how bad it is. But getting back to controlled media, I was listening to a big national talk show host this morning getting ready for my own radio show, and he was ranting and raving about John Stossel and how great John Stossel is. Why? How does ABC News let John Stossel get up there and tell the truth about education and expose the fact how there's no choice and how the teachers' unions are literally raping the futures of our children, on and on and on. And frankly, you know, I like John Stossel better than most. He tells the truth, let's say, to a greater degree. His reports are more highbrow. I don't particularly dislike John Stossel, but at a certain level, I like him. I mean, I find him very intelligent and informative, but only to a certain level, because he's just like that neocon talk show host. He only tells you part of the equation. And part of the answer is not the answer. In fact, it's lying by omission. And frankly, I know John Stossel is not some preening, self-centered individual like Katie Curry or somebody. I mean, when one of them gets it wrong, I mean, I know it's because they're just leftist buffoons who've never really lived in the real world. But when a John Stossel gets it wrong, because he's very astute and very intelligent, I know it's premeditated. And so John Stossel, while we got to have vouchers, we've got to give our children choices. His analogy was, let's say you move into a neighborhood and the government tells you that you can only shop at this one store, and then you go into that store. Do you think you're going to have fresh produce? Do you think you're going to have wide choices or freshly baked breads? Or do you think it's going to be horrible like it was in Russia with people standing in long lines for stale sausages? And the answer is we deserve the same choice that we have with grocery stores in education. But John Stossel and the neocon talk show host that was worshiping him on the air this morning missed the forest for the trees, or they missed the mountain for the molehill. The question should be, why would the government be in the business of grocery stores to begin with? Why is the government in the business of public schools to begin with? But that's not the real problem, the real flaw, the real disinfo. They're acting like that the European model was great. Stossel's talking about how the money follows the child. That is $7,000 on average in Western Europe. The average here is about $12,000 in the U.S., and they do get a much better education over there. It follows the child wherever they want to go, if the school will accept them. It's test scores, public school. Primary education, that money then follows them, so there is competition. Teachers get paid more. And you're like, well, how do they have an average lower for education money? Do teachers get paid more? Because it's not top-heavy, folks. Again, it's competitive. The teachers might be getting the equivalent of $100,000 a year just at a primary school. But here, you know, you're getting $35,000 a year and still worshiping the union that you think is your friend. But what the neocons don't tell you is the big foundations and the big money men, over a decade ago, we got the documents, and we've had number two from the Department of Education on this show, Charlotte Isbury, many, many times. What they don't tell you, and this is the key, Well, I'll tell you when we get back from break, because this is very, very serious. You see, you think all these vouchers and things are great. They've created a false debate. It seems reasonable, but it's a trap. And we'll break that down when we get back, cover the impeachment news, the Iran war news, the spying news. Take your calls as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I always get overheated here on the show. I get going a little bit too fast because there's so many facets that I want to get into. But what's wrong with this argument? The PR men and women of the world, the public relations propagandists, know that by giving you false choices, most people tend to then think that the two or three choices they're being given are the sum total of choices if that's all they see in front of them. We've got to get people to start thinking about choices outside the box. And it's really common sense. We had the best educational system in the world. We're the envy of the planet when government wasn't involved in education. Government was involved at very limited levels right up until about 60 years ago. And then with World War II, the government began, quote, the GI Bill. Sounded real good, actually helped a lot of people. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And by the end of it, Eisenhower, when he gave his farewell address in 1961, said, beware the undue influence of the military-industrial complex to take over our society. And now today, over 90% of the funding of universities is federal or governmental, and locally, what the federal government is funding about 20% of education, but getting near 100% control. And they even have whole colleges, whole college courses, whole seminars on the Delphi technique and other management techniques. I heard the Round Rock mayor on the news this weekend, following Delphi to the T. You know better than us. You know how to run the government. I want to hear from you. Start coming to my open house and tell me what you want. Because they've got a bunch of new horrible proposals. They're going to, quote, hear from everyone and then say, oh, we heard from you. You want exactly what we want. And then they found that people, if they're just included on the surface, or made to feel like they're involved, will acquiesce and go along. But I digress, and I got a lot of news to cover in a short time to get there. And your calls are coming up, Mark, Paul, Bob, Dave, Kwame, many others that are patiently holding. But before I get into those other items in your calls, let me just get back into education. So John Stossel makes the argument that on ABC News with a John Stossel special that why can't we have choice? Why did one teacher in Florida sue to block the children of disadvantaged failed schools to be able to go to the state board or be able to go to the independent school district and get a check, get their portion of that money, and then take it to a private school or get a transfer to another public school? And, I mean, how dare that teacher sue and come out and say that she said competition is bad for kids and we need all this money for the children? No, the greedy, top-heavy bureaucrats want that money. But, of course, it's some teacher being hurt by a system where if she was a good teacher and in a free market system, she'd be paid a lot more. See, the teachers back up this system because they've been propagandized as well. But you're saying, Alex, what's the big news item? What is it that the neocons aren't telling us? Well, let me boil it down. Just like with the immigration issue, the fake conservative talk show host will get up and tell you about the problem. The troops shooting our police, the open borders, the drug dealers, the American citizens being kidnapped. But then their solution is total blanket amnesty, total capitulation, total legalization. And then they'll even act like the Democrats are against it, and we better get this through. The Democrats are fighting it, knowing that 98% of their audience isn't aware of the fact that the Democrats pinned the legislation. And the Democrats even play along. They even get up and, you better watch it. I'm really mad about this. I had a city manager on from a major city, last Friday, and he was talking about how it was all staged. I mean, how most of this really is the equivalent of WWF wrestling. So it's the same thing with the vouchers. The federal government has reported in internal memos and its own documents that they are actually for vouchers. And they're actually beginning to introduce it to the public and get us to accept it. Now, why would the control freaks in the federal government do something like that? Simple. In the last, really, 20 years, there has been an exodus out of the public schools. People are going more and more to private school, more and more to homeschooling. Homeschooling is the minority, but it's the fastest growing sector. What, 5 years ago, there were about 300,000 homeschooling children. Last year, I saw the numbers. It's over 3 million now. So you go from a couple hundred thousand, 300,000 or so, to over 3 million. And you go back even longer. I mean, homeschooling was unknown 15, 20 years ago. Now it is widespread, and it is what the wealthy are doing. It is what the well-to-do are doing. It is what the upper middle class and the newly rich, the nouveau riche, are doing. So in summation, the feds are panicking. How do they get control of all the schools? How do they get control of the private schools? How do they get control of the home schools? In states passing or attempting to pass voucher programs, it clearly states that if a private school or a home school takes that money, it is then under state and federal regulatory control and jurisdiction. And so you take hundreds of billions of dollars, and that's the amount that we're talking about yearly just in primary education the first 12 years. I mean, it's hundreds of billions a year at state and federal level. You take that money and you start taking tens of billions of that, and you start, in fact, it's already happened with vouchers. And now the curriculum suddenly changes, the new textbooks come in, the same testing schemes come in, and now the camel's nose isn't under the tent flap of alternative education. It is, the camel is in the tent and we're on the outside of it. It's the same thing with faith-based initiative. The First Amendment clearly states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress can't get involved, the executive can't get involved, the courts, they can't touch churches. It's sanctuary. I mean, even 500 years ago in England or France, you know, Notre Dame, they're in Paris. You ever seen the movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame? That's fiction, but it's, you know, based on true stories. He goes there, she goes there, sanctuary. Even 1,000 years ago, the state couldn't touch the church. It's sacrosanct. I mean, even Indians, Hopi Indians out west get to take peyote, you know, the equivalent of naturally occurring LSD, because it's religion. The state can't touch it. You cannot touch it. You cannot First Amendment. That's how our whole body of law begins. What does George Bush do? Mr. Big Government, Mr. UN Regulations, Mr. Appoint nothing but anti-gun judges. And while they'll have some straw man liberal call up and call him an evil right winger, and all the conservatives, you know, run and get conned by it. Stop getting conned out there. So John Stossel and the rest of them get up there and they tell you the truth about how the NEA is a scam, the National Education Association. They explain how, you know, how dare them in schools in Florida where half the students are flunking, a state law was passed allowing them to get a voucher to go to a good school. What's wrong with that? It's racist. And they show the poor little black kids. And then, wait a minute. But their answer is, since the dam broke and this part of the town got flooded, let's blow out the rest of the dams and let the same system take over. To use John Stossel's analogy of, imagine if grocery stores were all owned by the government and you could only shop at the grocery store in your neighborhood. Imagine how bad the service and the quality would be with no competition. Well, let's take it one step further. The real analogy should be that Stossel's calling for is that we have government-owned grocery stores that are horrible and are doing a terrible job, so people are leaving those, and they're going and they're paying their own money to go, even though the government's, you know, quote, taking their taxes to give them free food, which is an oxymoron. You already paid for it. And so the people are going to the free market grocery stores, and the government is threatened by that, so they're now going to take over the private grocery stores. Now, see, if John Stossel would have been honest about his analysis and the parallels he drew, then that's the comparison you would have gotten. See, a lot of this stuff sounds real good. There's a national talk show host who likes to talk about how he's real wild and woolly, but his real name's Wiener. And he'll scream and yell and say all the right things for an hour. And then he'll come back in the next hour, and all of his solutions for an hour are the kiss of death. Sounds real good till you're informed. Do I think that the children should be going to public school? Do I think one dime should be going to public school? No. Back before the government took over education, bankrupted our economy, bankrupted the family, I got their handbooks by design. You know, back when the CIA hired Gloria Steinem and financed Miss Magazine. Did you know that's public knowledge? See, the feminist movement, CIA front, not because a bunch of old men at the CIA and their social architects wanted women to, quote, be empowered. Oh, no, baby. It was so you could be working in the factories as a slave, too, and so they could double tax everybody, and both parents would have to work just to pay the bills, so Billy Bob's son and daughter could be raised by the state. You see, it's all social engineering. It's all been done by design. Now, I got three audio clips. One of them is Arlen Specter talking about how George Bush may be impeached. Impeachment is now being openly discussed. We'll air that later after we take some calls. Also, a doctor has ordered one particular young child, but I've seen a lot of these reports, to stop playing their Sony PlayStation or to restrict the viewing down to 1 hour a day. And why is that? Because everybody knows that it makes you have seizures and puts you into classical mesmerization. You are mesmerized. And I want to go over the scientific facts of not just what PlayStation does or what Pokemon does, but what television itself does. I don't people understand that so much of what we talk about is publicly available information. You know, I make documentary films, and I tell people to get them and to watch them on their television sets. And it's not hypocritical that I then tell folks that they should limit their TV viewing. I think television should be limited and instructional, and I think overall it has its place in a limited theater in human events. But it is very dangerous, and you need to at least be aware of what it is doing. It actually puts the mind's brainwaves, the brain's waves, into a level lower than sleep. And I just so happen to have a bunch of mainstream news articles on this today. And when you are watching television as a child for more than 30 minutes, adults are less suggestible, on average about an hour. Video games, it's even quicker. I don't know why this doctor told the kid don't play it for more than an hour. You can shift into it in about 5 minutes. I remember playing video games as a youth and feeling myself go into subconscious mode, and I could suddenly beat the game. But, I mean, literally, the amount of concentration it would take to do that, I was just what you'd call in the zone. The problem is you're not supposed to be in the zone 3-4 hours a day. And, you know, the zone is meant to be a natural. Oh, it gets off into a whole bunch of psychology and physiology, and it's a very complex issue. But I have studied it. And boy, believe me, the Pentagon has studied it. I've talked about how I have a friend who works at a pretty high level at the UT psychology department, University of Texas, just a few miles from where I sit. And I was given actually two tours of it. Oh, to be frank, I was doing some video shooting in there for a drug war film one of my friends is making, because it's so interesting looking in there. You know, they'll have like red tile floors, blue tile floors, green tile floors, really weird furniture. If you've seen the photos on my website, stills from it, it's where I'm in a black suit with a black tie, and I'm standing in front of like a big sculpture of a woman with puzzle pieces on the wall. I'm sure you've seen that photo. That's a video still from video we shot for a documentary that hasn't even been released yet. But to make a long story short, I'm in that building. And I said, this is the unclassified areas? And he said, yeah, most of the building I can't let you into. And it was outside each laboratory, each classroom, which most of them weren't even classrooms. Most of them were just for professors with research funding. It would say DARPA, the Government Defense Laboratories, or Defense Department, or Department of Energy. But most of it was DARPA. And I would read what, because you'd go in there and there'd be sheets on the wall, and it would say what the lab was. And I called my friend in and I said, because I already knew about all this, but to have the whole building be that, basically. And it was, you know, what are you doing here? Well, we can't let you see the monkeys, but they're on these screens over here. They're in a building across the street. But we flicker different frame rates, different flashes, different patterns in front of their eyes, and then measure their brain waves. And this is for the Defense Department, how to flicker the television set so that we, quote, the government can help you better. We have to flash the TV set better at you so you'll listen to the public service announcement to not mess with Texas or to not drink and drive. I mean, it's not even hidden, you see. It's just, oh, we practice how to mind control you in here. Would you like to see this area? This is the area where women pleasure themselves while watching porno, and we decide how to manipulate women through arousal centers. Oh, would you like to see this laboratory? This is a scanner that retina scans you. As you walk through the aisles buying cereal, and it follows your eye and knows what you're reading off of a grid. And then, of course, I'd already read that in the newspaper that they were studying that. But here, I mean, it was like each room was some incredible evil, you see. So here's an example. I'm driving in today. I heard Gary Brownfield on the Genesis Network. And he's freaking out reading a bill that, of course, we covered 6 months ago or so about weather control. And it's Kay Bailey Hutchinson's, the senator's bill, and she admits that there are, I think it was, 49 admitted weather modification programs going on. Now, weather control. Now, you tell the average Joe on the street that the government's controlling the weather or can control it. They'll say it's a conspiracy theory, doesn't exist. But there's bills introduced that talk about the other weather control projects, and it's declassified in public. See? So, see, all we do on this broadcast is talk about things that are admitted, just that haven't gotten a lot of attention. We'll come right back. I promise we'll go to Mark, Paul, Bob, Dave, Keebler, and many others. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, folks. We're carrying a great new 9/11 documentary. I'd seen Loose Change first edition, it was excellent, but I got Loose Change second edition by Dylan Avery, who we're going to be getting up on the broadcast. Just some college students, they got together, did a fabulous job, very professional, and really covers it just from the unanswered questions point of view, and really exposes it as an inside job by the end of it. We're carrying that new DVD, DVD only, for 1995, the new 9/11 film Loose Change, second edition. And we have another deal where you get my film Martial Law, Loose Change, and 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. You get all three of them, and what, I think you save $19.95 when you do that. And then we have another one where you get my new film The Order of Death and Loose Change together. You save $9.95, and on the Order of Death DVD, my new film about the occult activities of the global elite and the new footage inside Bohemian Grove shot this July, with that you get the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove updated 2005 edition, so three films. They're really for the price of one. It's a lot of new deals at InfoWars.com. Be sure and go peruse the Safe Secure shopping card or call toll free to order 1-888-253-3139. All right, I had a lot to say today. Now we're going to take calls throughout the next 2+ hours. And I've got five different audio clips I'm going to be playing. One on impeachment. One about PlayStation making you have seizures, your children, it'll make adults have them too, and then a nice piece about the American controlled dictatorship, how our government's controlled, and then I also want to play this little piece about identity fraud, and then show how the government's trying to spin that, and then there's one other, but that's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Mark in Boston. Mark, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Okay, I have a question for you. First of all, let me preface by saying that I don't believe 9/11 was a inside job. Excuse me. And my question for you is this. Given the fact that the planes went in... let me start again. How could set charges survive planes going in where they did? In other words, how could the set charges have brought down the buildings at the point where the planes had gone in?
Well, no, there were charges throughout the building.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but the buildings began to collapse at the point of impact.
Well, that's not actually correct. There began to be explosions there, but about a second before, squibs or blast points down the entire breadth and width of the building. There were blast points all over the structure. It was done instantaneously. But you can see the first blast start in a cascading from the midsection up and down simultaneously.
My point is I would submit that given the
Let me just stop you for a minute, because we have a rule that anybody that disagrees with me goes to the front of the line. You didn't tell the folks answering the phone you disagreed, did you?
No, well, actually, I wasn't asked that. I was simply asked.
We don't screen calls. We ask what your name is, you know, first name, where you're calling from. If you don't want to tell us, you don't have to. My point is, sir, you get special treatment when you disagree. So now you're going to get special treatment. I'm going to have to. I meant to give you 2 minutes. I thought you were a regular caller. We're going to have to hold you over and lavish you with time in the next segment. Let's spend some time together. I'm sorry to the other callers, Paul and Bob and Dave and many others. We're going to get to you too, but Mark's going to need to be supported here with more time. Let me hear what you had to say when we get back from break, okay?
Wonderful.
But you got about 30 seconds right now. Keep telling me how I'm wrong. Go ahead.
Well, just simply, very quickly, the force of the planes, the impact of the explosion, I don't believe squids could survive that impact.
Well, squibs aren't the charges. Squibs are the classical blast points. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise that we are made to think that someone else did it. Why don't you stay there? We'll be right back. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.